up to Samach Beis Amit Beis. Rabbi Chananya ben Chachinai, Havi Ko'ozul Lebei Rabbi Shilhai Hilulad Rav Shim ben Yochai. Rav Shim ben Yochai got married at the end of the Sheva Brachas. He was leaving, Rabbi Chananya was leaving to go to learn. Omer Le Yaakov, so Shim ben Yochai said to him, wait for me, Ad Osi Bahadoch, wait till the Sheva Brachas are over and I'll go with you. Lo Yaakov, he didn't wait for him. Ozul Yosef Treisrei Shoni Bebei Rav. Been 12 years in the yeshiva. At the Osi, Ishtanu Shvilei the Mosim. When he came home, they had a building project. They changed all the streets in the city. And Lo Yodol Mesa, he didn't know how to get home. Also, Yosef Aguda Denara. So he sat by the river. Shomala, he revised the Havikora Lo Bas Chachinai, Mali Kulsach, the son Nasal. So he heard her calling his daughter. Right, the daughter of Chachinai, go and fill up your bucket. So Omer Shmami no Hayravisa Didon, that's my daughter. Ozul Basra, she followed her home. Ozul Basra have a yeshiva devisu, kon nahala kimcha. What's it called? His wife was sitting there, and she was sifting flour, something like that. She was what? Minapeh, yes, so sifting flour. Dal eino chazise. So she picked up her eyes and she saw him. Soy liba porach rucha. And she had a tremendous, desire, right? She was shocked to see him back after 12 years. And porach rucha, she died. Omer Lafon Ribon Shalom, Aniya Zu Schara. This is her schar, waiting 12 years for me to learn. Now she dies because of that. Boy Rach Mi Olav Echaya. So he davened and she came back to life.
What's the purpose of this? That you don't leave for 12 years? What's the purpose of this sefer?
Oh, the purpose?
Tell us about it, the way you can do nisim, or?
No, just the all these stories are that they taka went away without with rishus for 12 years.
They had rishus for 12 years.
No, you see, what's it called? He's going to learn. That's all of these stories are stories. What said before, the Gemara started with what's it called, that the Rabbanan rely on this halacha, and that's giving cases of where the Rabbanan relied on this case to go away for years, not just for 30 days. Okay. Rabbi Chama Barbisa, Ozel Yosef Treis Reishon, they made the same thing. Rabbi Chama Barbisa also went out. The Gemara said that the Chachomim today rely on Rav Ada Bar Ava, who says that the Chachomim argue on Rebbe Lezer, and they paid dearly with their life because of it, and then it brings down stories where there were bad consequences because of going away for so long. So Rav Chama Barbisa also Yosef Treis Reishonim Be Medrashok. He also, when he came back, Omer Lo Avi Kada Ovid Ben Chachinah. I'm not going to kill my wife, right? Like Ben Chachinah did, right? Ayil Yosef Medrashok. So he went home, and instead of going directly home and shocking his wife, he went to the base Medrash in the city. Sholach Lebeise, and he sent a messenger to his home that he's coming. So Os Raboshia Bere Yosef Kamei. So his son, who we haven't seen for 12 years, who grew up during the time that he was away, right? Yosef Kamei, he must have been a teenager at the time. Havi Komashale Shmaisa. And he asked him, his father, and he didn't know it was his son. He asked him, Shem Shailas. Chosut Komashale Shmaisa. So he saw this kid's really a bright kid. Cholash Daite, and he felt bad. Omar Ihavi Hoch, if I would have stayed home, I could have educated my child. My child could have been like this. You know, it was his kid, right? Havi Lizera Kihai. I would have had a kid like this because I went and learned. I wasn't able to raise my own children, and I would have had a kid this smart. All the base, all broi kom kame. He went home. The kid followed him home. Right? He's also going to the same house. Who sovereign mishali shmaisa kaboy? So he thought he came to ask him shalos. He stood up to answer the shalos. Amrle Devisu Miika Abba the Koim Mikne Bro, what are you standing up for your son? A father stands up for his son, right? Korealei, Rami Barchama, Hachut HaMeshulash, Lo Meheri Notek. The three generations that saw each other, right? Zerah Boshia, Benosher, Bichama Barbisa, that, and his son now, three generations together of Talmidei Chachamim, Chut HaMeshulash, the three prong cord is, doesn't break fast. Okay, Rashi. Bishilhai Hilula Derb Shimon, Sofia Mechupasa. Right, this is the end of the Sheva Brachas of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Yaakov li hamtin li atshiich li mechupasi ve'ilech imcha levei rav. Shimon Bar Yochai said, wait for me and we'll go together. So he didn't want to wait. So he left and he spent 12 years there. Ishtin ishvili demasa shenivnu be'ir binyanim chadosh. They built new houses in the city. V'nistamu ba mevuos. And they closed up various roads, right, or... what's it called? They changed the roads also, because if you build new houses, you have to make new roads or whatever. So they made new roads in the city, and he couldn't find his way home. Lahira Visanara. So he heard that they were calling this girl by that she's his daughter. Soy Liba, Roa Liba. She in her heart, she saw that she realized this is her husband. Kolomer Nidmela Liba Pitom Shezeh Baila. She right away made the. She was shocked that this is her husband. I'm not going to go home suddenly and shock my wife and she's going to die. Yosef kamei v'lo havi ha'ab makiro. So he, what's it called, came home and the kid first came to Beis Medrash and he didn't know it was his kid. Chazi lebrei de mechad ben shemaisi. He saw this a very bright child. He havi ha'cha and he felt bad. Ilu ha'isi kan shinachti b'ni katan v'halachti. If I would have remained here instead of leaving my little son to grow up on his own, he would have been a chacham like this kid. We didn't realize that the Maisa, the Rabban Shalom, helped him.
Huh? What happened to the Shinantam Levanacha? You go away for 12 years, you're not teaching your kids. Are your wife is Maskim? Here there was Rabbi Yoshi, the
Kuhn. Yeah, so he could. And how about a person who sends his kid to school? So he has a surrogate teaching his kids. So they sent to school. Whoever somebody taught him is that was the shliach of the father. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Raya de Ben Kalba Savua Havi. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of Ben Kalba Savua. Havi Chazise Barte the Havi Tzonia Umali. Right, so he saw that the daughter of Ben Kalba Savua was a, what's it called, very tsanua and a good woman. Amralei imekad shonaloch azas lebei rav. So she said to him, if I'll get married to you, will you go learn? Amralei in ikdisholei betzina v'shedarte. So they got married quietly, privately, and she sent him to learn. Shoma avua, her father found out that she married the shepherd. Here's a really, what's it called, prestigious, rich, married the shepherd guy. He threw her out of the house. Adra hanoa minichse, and he made a nether, she can't have any enjoyment. He disowned her. Ozel Yosef trace reishonim beirav. He went and learned for 12 years. Ki osa aisi badei trace realfi talmide. When he came back, he had 12,000 talmidim. Shami elahu saba de ka'omer la ad kama ka'medavras almanus chayim. Right, she said to her, what's it called? How long are you going to be like a living almana? An almana whose husband is alive, but he's not here. He left here for 12 years. Amralei, ila diditzais, if you'd listen to me, Yosef treis reishoni achrin, you go home for another, go back for 12 more years. Amar brishus kavidna, I have her brishus to go for another 12 years. Hadar ozel, the Yosef, treis reishoni achrin, he went right away back. So they ask, how come he didn't come in and say hello? Then go back. So it tells Rosh Hashiva says, you see from here, that one time 24 years is not the same thing as two times 12 years. If he had come back, come in and said hello, he would have been mafsik, and that would have been it. He would have two 12 year periods. This way, he would have one 24 year period, is a different story.
What about
Derek Eretz? What? He saw that his wife was happy. It's more important for his wife that he should become a Talmud Chacham than he should come home and say hello. So he knew that he would be a bigger Talmud Chacham if he didn't have that hefsek, and that's his rutz of his wife in the end. he spent another 12 years in the Bei Rav. He also, when he came back, I see by day, Esen Viarba Alfei Tamidim. He came back with 24,000 Tamidim. Shoma Devisu, Havi Konafkalape. So his wife heard, she went to meet him. 24 years, she hadn't seen him. Amrula, Shivavasa, She'ili Mani, Levush, V'ichsai. Go get some nice clothing to wear, what's it called, to go and greet your husband. Omra Lahu, Yodeat Sadik Nevish Behem, I don't have to get dressed for him. He knows who I am. Kimati Legabe Nofal Apa Kominashkele Lechari. When she came, she fell on her knees and she was kissing his feet. Right? That shows how happy that he came back and that who he was. Have Komatri Loshmaya, so his Shamas, he already had Shamosim, right? So the Shamas pushed her away. Omar Lahu Shavkua, so he told them, leave her alone. Shaliva Shalachem Shalahu. All the learning we have is to her credit. Shoma Avuada Osa Gavar Rabba Lamasa. So her father heard that a big Talmud Chacham is coming to the city. Omar Ezel Legabe, Efshad the Mefer Nidroi. So he said, you know what, it's already 24 years, I was disowned my daughter, maybe it's time to be shoil on the nether, at least let my daughter have some handoff from my nechassim. So he said, maybe this Gavar Rabba, this Talmud Chacham, will be able to matter my nether. Also Legabez, he went to Rabbi Akiva, not knowing this is his son-in-law. Amrle Adaita de Gavar Rabba mi Nadra. She said to him, if you knew that your son-in-law was going to turn out to be a big Talmud Chacham, would you have made the nether? Amrle Afilu Perik Echor, Afilu Halocha Achas. The guy was a good for nothing. He didn't know anything. If he would have known one Perik, one Halocha, I would have been happy. Amrle, I know. Well, if that's the case, I'm him, and I know at least one perek and one halacha, so you can be made for the nether. Nofal alapi v'nashki alkara. He also fell down his feet and kissed Rabbi Akiva's feet. The yoivli palga mimone, and he gave him half his estate, half his money. Bartid Rabbi Akiva of the lay levenazay hachi. The daughter of Rabbi Akiva did the same thing to her husband Benazai. Sent him away to learn for 12 years. V'hainu damri inche rechela bosu rechela azla. It's a play on words because Rachel was the name of Rabbi Akiva's wife. And rechela is a sheep. The sheep follows the other sheep. The mother, like mother, like daughter. Like mother, like daughter, right. Ka'uvde ima kach uvde barta. That's it. Like mother, like daughter is a Gemara. Okay. Yeah, and even though it says that Benazai, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Benazai never got married. So Tosus says there, I think, that Tosus in Sota. Tosus says over here, Hika Benazai to Lo Nosif, right? So he says that what's it called? He never had Nisuin. They had Erusin, but they never consummated the marriage because he just couldn't take married life. He was totally devoted to learning. Benazai. What? Somebody gave her a get? Yeah, stop. Rav Yosef bered the Rava Shadri Avue Lebe Rav Lekame de Rav Yosef. Right? Rav Yosef, the son of Rava, his father sent him to learn in by Rav Yosef. Paskul de Shishoni. So they gave him 6 years to learn. With 3 years passed by and came Erev Yom Kippur. Let me go home and take a look at my wife. He didn't want to stick the whole 6 years out. Came home in 3 years. Shoma Vue. So his father heard that he's coming home early from the yeshiva. He's supposed to stay there for 6 years. He's coming home there for 3 years. Shokel Mona, the Nofik Lape. He took a weapon and he came, to show him that he's not happy. He's coming to fight him. What are you coming home early? Omer Le, Zonoscha Niskarta. Right? Were you coming back because you can't hold back your taiva? You have to see your wife? Right? She's a gazona to you? Iket the Amri Omer Le, Yonoscha Niskarta. There's another gears also, not Zonoscha, but Zugoscha. But they were the same idea. Right? You came back because you can't control your Yetzirah, and you have to see your wife? You couldn't stay 6 years and learn like we made up? Itrit. Lo amar ifsik, lo mar ifsik. And they got into an argument, over his coming home early, and they didn't have a chance to eat Suda Mafsekas. They went into Yom Kippur without eating a final meal. Okay, Rashi. You're acting like a woman who's an almana whose husband's alive. Shiva Vasa Ashkenos. So the neighbors said to her, right, how long are you going to put up with this? She said, if I would have my way, stay away another 12 years. Shaliva Shalachem Shalahi Torah Shalamadati Ani Vishalimadati Matem Al Yodahi. She's the cause of all of our Torah. Shakal Mona Kle Zayin. He came with a weapon. Ki'ilu Boli Lachim. One of the Shalim is very unhappy that he came home 3 years early from the yeshiva. Itrud Ba'osa Mariva. And they were arguing, right, whether it was proper for him to come home 3 years early or not, until Lo Mar Ifsik Velo Mar Ifsik. Lo achlu sudas yom kippurim shemafsikim ba achila sanas. They never ate sudas mafsekas. Suda achrona shel erev tisha ba yom kippurim kari sudas mafsekas shemafsikim ba. That's where you finish eating before the fast. Maseches Tainis. Okay. What about Pir? Obviously, they had children.
What about Shabbos?
What? No, it's all with the rishus of the wife.
Yeah, but the Rabbi
Akiva
and Rachel had children.
Yeah, it says what's it called? She said his daughter.
Yeah, but when?
What?
Yeah, but at what point?
Mustama after he came home after 24 years.
That's what I'm saying. So for 24 years, he wasn't the mitzvahing in Pir of the Rabbi.
So he also permits his potter ben a mitzvah.
L'chorah.
He's also in learning, right? So he's potter from that. His wife gave him permission. He was potter from all the mitzvahs of Ona, whatever.
Ona, I can understand she gives permission, but who is she to give permission for?
No, because with her permission, he didn't have to be there. Mele, he was also, he had permission to be osik in a mitzvah, so he's potter from the other mitzvah.
Means if you go to
Kriya
today, it's 6 years, and you don't see your wife. Is that good or bad?
There's 12 years. Look, Rabbi Akiva lived 120 years.
Yeah, but so you didn't know that in advance.
It could be he was counting. Rabbi Yochum Zakai also lived 120 years. It wasn't it something unusual to live a long time then,
Bechara? My wife complains about a week. Huh? My wife complains about a week.
I hear. Someone I don't know. I think my wife would like it if I were.
It says that someone after the Shiva broke his
back.
When they come back, they have children already.
What?
Some left right after the Shiva broke
right.
And when they came back, they already have children.
Yeah, so could not. Could be they lived together and then she got pregnant right
so
away.
Could be. It says that 12 is not 24.
Right.
But the amount of students it is. He didn't have like after 24 years 25,000 students.
No, it could be different. First he came over 12,000.
Yes.
After the next 12 years he came home with 24,000 new students. Not the original 12. So it's